City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Tripwire.
When you go to other countries.
Yeah,
and you really do have to do your due diligence, though, before you go.
Yeah,
unfortunately, that's not what the couple from Perth did when they went and flew a drone in Iran. They paid for it, spent a couple of months in jail. They're out now, though. Very, very relieved. So
very,
are all their family
lucky.
Members and friends. And you're right, they are lucky. I've been lucky enough, actually, Cogs. I've done a bit of travelling in my life. Like, not too much, but a bit.
Of jail tour?
No jail time for me. Not yet, anyway. Had some friends that spent some time in jail, but that's another story for another day. But I haven't really been to countries where there's been ridiculous laws or where I've got myself in trouble. I doubt that's the same for you, though.
Like everyone else, we don't look at the law in other countries, whether we go, whether it's a third world country or whatever it is. We just simply don't look. And you have to respect it. It's not like you get over there and a lot of Australians go to Bali and like, there's no laws here. We'll just do whatever we like. And that's starting to... You know, people are starting in Bali are starting to realise that's not right, and it shouldn't be right either. But I remember hitting in a bike, used to hire a motorbike in a four wheeler, and I hit a close to hitting a temple. Now, if I had hit that temple, I was in a lot of trouble. I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness!
I went through a fence.
Oh, Cogs, please tell me you hadn't been drinking.
No,
please tell me it was just your left foot.
No, I went round the corner. I hadn't gone round the corner. I went sideways, and I might have been going a bit quick, but that's all right.
So, what would have happened to you if you hit the temple?
Well, there was a little bit of jail time.
Yeah. My goodness!
Yeah, I would have caught up with Chappelle.
Oh, it was a few years
laugh,
ago then.
Because it was serious. Because I won't do the I won't say how they said it, but it's probably better if I did, but I won't, because it'll be called a racist. It was basically a case of saying, "You're in big trouble." You hit temple, you in big trouble.
Big trouble.
I didn't even ask. I went, okay, I didn't hit it. It was all right.
Here's a strange one in Western Australia. You may not own more than 50 kilograms of potatoes at one time if you live in Western Australia. Isn't that a strange
silly
law? I don't know what happens to you if you do own more than 50 kgs of potatoes. Thailand, as we know, is famous for some strange laws. If you'd like a glass of wine or a cocktail, this is if you live there, you're a resident there, you can only purchase alcohol during lunchtime, 11 and 2, or dinner after 5 p.m. So that's if you're a resident of Thailand.
If you're a pregnant woman or a small kid or whatever, or those prone to upset tummies, in Switzerland, you're not allowed to flush the dunny after 10 at night. Considered noise pollution.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So, I don't know why they've said that about pregnant. I mean, blokes would be just as bad.
My partner went over to Dubai around Christmas time last year, and I was invited to go, but I said no because of the chewing law, because I'm addicted to Nicorettes. I would have ended up in jail because you're not allowed to chew on the
streets.
Well,
I've checked out that law because you have got a spot of bother with it. Visit Singapore and you will find many tasty foods, but if you want an after-dinner snack or stick of gum, you'll be disappointed. The country banned it in 92, as you said, banned gum and gum chewing. There is one exception. If you can prove chewing gum has therapeutic value, you can have it.
Oh, well, I could have proved that.
Yeah. Hey, if you've been overseas, if you've done whatever, if you've been struck by a law that you've been caught for or you know someone, let us know because we've all been a spot of bother. 13 27 10.
Yeah, we want to hear from you next.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
We're talking about weird ass laws in countries. Reason being that couple from Perth and back in the country after being jailed in Iran for flying a drone. Cogs, do you know, if I was in Rome, I would be in jail by now, and I would be very mad at my partner. Because my partner has fish at home in a fishbowl. Now, if you're living in Rome, it is against the law to have fish in fishbowls at home for your own enjoyment.
That, yeah.
Yep. Cruelty to animals, and it's been banned for a long time.
I can't believe in Hawaii you cannot have more than one alcoholic drink in front of you at any one time.
Oh, that's probably a good rule for me. I don't think I'd abide by it, though. As we go to 13 27 10, Tanya's got a little story to tell us. Hey, Tanya.
Take it away.
11 years ago when I was in Abu Dhabi, I had, at that time, I was wearing my full-length knee brace, and when I walked through the metal detectors, I set everything off.
Well,
I said, it's due to my knee brace. But they didn't believe me, and they said, you, over there, strip search. And I freaked out, and I ran, And I hid, and they were trying to find me, but when they gave up, I decided to walk and go back on my merry little way.
Oh, wow.
you're an
escaped criminal now, mate. Everyone's going to be looking for you. There's a picture of Tanya up somewhere with the car.
You'd never want to go back.
I don't want to go back to Abu Dhabi now.
apparently they cut your legs off too for that crime, so you'll be right. Thanks, Tan.
I can't believe she ran away.
This is a law that's going to really disappoint people.
Yep.
In Florida, for a lot of people around the moment, the kids are going back to school. It is illegal to sell your children in Florida. And for some people, that's just not fair.